The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
New York State budget includes $90 million for affordable housing programs in upstate New York, one of which will allocate $40 million to the construction of one- and two-family homes in Buffalo and similar upstate cities. The program will also subsidize the sale of those homes to low- and middle-income New Yorkers. State Senator Sean Ryan, who pushed for the funding, says the program will, quote, prevent families from being evicted in cities across the state. A local organization that provides refugee women the tools to create and sell their own textile goods is moving forward with a larger space. Stitch Buffalo this weekend celebrated the ribbon cutting of its new location on Plymouth Avenue at a once vacant factory. Manavara Sultana is among the women who will be utilizing the expanded facility.
It is exciting to have a space where we can be more creative.
Stitch Buffalo's new location includes a weaving studio, a printing and dye studio, and a larger retail space. The organization also hosts community classes and a textile recycling program. And the local price of gasoline is on the rise. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in Buffalo is now $3.56. That's up 12 cents in the last week. The national average stands at $3.68, up 5 cents since last Monday. One year ago, that national average was $3.67. The price of diesel in New York, the average price, is now $4.40, up 1 cent this week. A majority of New Yorkers supports the Manhattan criminal trial of former President Donald Trump, though opinions are split based on party affiliation. A survey from the Siena Research Institute says respondents, by a margin of 54% to 30%, believe the trial is, quote, legitimate. That view is backed by 77% of Democrats and 44% of independents, while 66% of Republicans call the trial, quote, a witch hunt. The poll also shows Governor Kathy Hochul with the lowest favorability and job approval rating since taking office. President Joe Biden's favorability rating among New York voters also slipped to 45%. Trump's favorability rating stands at 37%. Several interested parties are weighing in on the new state budget. State Senate Republican leader Rob Ward blasted the $237 billion spending plan, saying the budget is, quote, filled with extreme policies that will make our state more expensive. In a statement, Ort specifically was critical of the budget's new housing agreement, support of migrants, and the approach toward curbing retail theft. Meanwhile, the New York Conference of Mayors and Municipal Officials called the budget a, quote, unquote, positive outcome after another $50 million was added in unrestricted aid for cities, villages, and towns. The group says it's the first such increase in 15 years. And the special election to determine who replaced Brian Higgins in the 26th congressional district is drawing early interest. Over the first 2 days in Erie County, over 2,000 people cast early ballots.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A high school senior from the Southern Tier will be heading to Albany to get a firsthand education on the workings of state government. The League of Women Voters Cattaraugus-Allegheny County's chapter has chosen Gwyneth Mitchell from Portville High School to take part in the Students Inside Albany program. The statewide effort brings 60 students to the state capitol from May 19th through the 22nd for a series of lectures and interactions with members of the state Senate and Assembly. New York State lawmakers finished up the state budget over the weekend, nearly 3 weeks after it was due. As WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the $237 billion spending plan includes restored funding for school aid and a housing package to encourage the growth of affordable housing in New York.
The assembly stands adjourned. The New York State Assembly voted on the final budget bill over the weekend, nearly 3 weeks after the April 1 deadline. The spending plan reverses Governor Kathy Hochul's proposal to change the way schools are funded. That would have resulted in half of the state's school districts receiving less money than they'd expected. Hochul dropped an unpopular plan to eliminate a provision known as Hold Harmless. That guarantees that no school receives less money than it did the previous year, after both majority party Democrats and minority party Republicans objected. The spending plan also includes a housing package that creates a new tax break for developers who include affordable housing in their projects, known as 485X. It also briefly revives a former tax break known as 421A that expired 2 years ago, so that some affordable housing projects in the pipeline can be built. The housing package also contains strengthened protections for tenants, though not as comprehensive as housing advocates and some progressive Democrats had wanted. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins praised the agreement in remarks on the Senate floor.
It was beyond time to reach a housing deal that addressed head-on realities that families on the ground are facing. Although it may not be a silver bullet, it's an imperative step in the right direction.
Hochul, speaking on New York City public radio station WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show earlier in the week, says while everyone did not get all they wanted, she still considers the housing deal a victory.
There's always controversy. Everybody wants what they think is the perfect deal, but this is so much more than they had, and I think I would take that as a win.
Hochul, who announced the budget agreement on April 15th, nearly a week before it was actually completed, also won a few key provisions that she'd been seeking. One will stiffen penalties for retail theft, which has become an increasing concern among New Yorkers, including strengthened penalties against assaulting a store worker. The Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, among others, had opposed the proposal, but ultimately agreed to it. And she achieved a change in how a popular consumer-directed home health care program for the chronically ill and people with disabilities is administered. It will allow the health department to contract with an outside entity to administer the program, cutting out around 350 locally based fiscal intermediaries. The provision was opposed by disabled groups and both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature. The GOP, which holds minority party status in both houses, criticized the Democrats' budget. Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort, who represents the Buffalo area, says the housing package falls short and does little for New Yorkers outside of New York City. And he says the new penalties against retail theft are not enough in light of crime issues in the state that he says has led to the deaths of three police officers this month.
We're failing, and you ask any New Yorker of all political stripes, and they would tell you we are not doing enough on crime. This state is equally unsafe for more people today than it's ever been.
The budget also includes $2.4 billion to help deal with the state's migrant crisis and a crackdown on illegal cannabis shops that have sprung up as the state has been slow to license legal retailers for adult recreational marijuana. Lawmakers are now on break until May 6th, when they return to finish the rest of the legislative session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.